debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
We get flagged and we can't make $33.62 like we do after most of our uncensored willies. Hello, Anna.
Hi.
Do you not? Do you Hello. Know not to speak?
I'm sorry. I was texting your sister
to
organize
what?
The podcast.
I was texting your sister
today. Janie Cakes will be in attendance.
Janie Cakes will be on Flappin'
mm-hmm.
Gaps today.
Yep, confirmed.
Oh man, I want to see Janie Cakes.
Hey, Numbnuts, when are you doing your podcast? I'm just gonna let you know. This is the last time I'm asking.
Yeah, this is the last time asking Tyler.
This is the last time
I'm doing it.
How many times do you think I've asked? Just asking for a friend.
A lot, and we're doing it today at 3. It's already confirmed, ready to go.
No, yep. Way to get up in my face.
Yeah, geez,
yeah.
Back
yeah,
it down, Tyler.
Geez, Tyler.
Why don't you come in here and poke him in the chest and then slam the door on the way out?
I love you, son.
Love you, too. Hey, I'm not the one who slammed the door.
Who did slam the door?
I didn't say anything.
I didn't do it.
Huh?
I don't matter. I was going to my own enema. I had an enema camp going on in the bathroom.
I know, we could hear you.
The yeah.
Sounded messy.
What do you mean you could hear me?
Just sounded messy.
You could hear the bowl or the lid. You could hear it being like moved around quite a bit.
She had her ear against the door, Bubba.
I swear to God, did you really?
No, I swear to God on my life.
Mommy, I'm authorizing you that if you ever catch her with an ear, smash her fucking head in the door.
Yes, sir.
No, like for real.
You'll just see your head be smashed through the door, Bubba. Yes. You'll be out of the toilet.
I'll be in there, and all of a sudden I'll see a fucking horse head come through.
Hi, Bubba.
Like, oh my God, Mr. Ed just dropped in.
Do you like tomatoes?
Toothy ass bitch.
I have a question.
Mommy, I swear to God, if she's got her fucking shit against my door, just literally...
slam it through.
Right. Just
Bubba,
you're
being loud.
See, I told you, Bubba.
What do you mean I was being loud?
We
Hello.
Could just hear a lot of commotion.
Hello, Stacy. I say hello to all my ladies. And we're live on Facebook. I got 95 clicks and a bitch ain't one.
136 YouTube, Willie.
Steve, Jason, thank you. We're actually really consistently getting some good numbers on our YouTube Facebook experiment. Blitz, I think that's working out pretty good for us.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Thank you. My idea.
Yes, it was.
Hello, hello, Stephanie, Susan. How are you? I like to say hi to all my ladies. So far, that's all I got. I got a Tony Betts.
Miss Country Girl.
Oh, where's Miss Country Girl? I don't see her.
Renee.
Oh, Renee. Hello, Miss CG 92 to Big Titties. Lisa Robinson. Hello. Phil Park. Hello. Even though you're a guy. There's Big Red. There's the man right there. Hello, Ashley. Hello, Amanda. Lummy, is it the Get Fresh Crew? The Get Fresh Crew directed by Big Red's Get Fresh Crew. I think has a 9 a.m. Sunday morning Diaco deal.
It's next Sunday, right?
Nope, this Sunday.
No, it's this Sunday.
Oh, all right.
I don't think most of the
Amanda.
Big Red's Big Red's not going to. That's a different project, Anna.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, this is the. Put the Copacabana together.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I thought
now,
it was
Now, Big Red said he didn't think it was going to take as much time.
No, with a few people, it's actually not that bad. It needs to be a few people and not 900 degrees out.
Danielle, hello, hello from Indian Rocks Beach on vacation from Ohio. Oh, what's up? Let me look at your profile, my little shorty.
Who?
This girl. Oh, she's got a kid and a pumpkin.
No.
Gross, a pumpkin.
Well, she's got a kid. Oh. So, you know. No, ain't nothing against you. Rebecca, hi. I just like to, I know a lot of my friends on here, but I like to do a little quick see. You know, you can go on their little profile blitz and it kind of throws up a little little bat signal what they look like.
Right.
Thank you. Hello, Bruce. How are you? Hello, Bruce. William.
Have you talked to your Uncle Bruce at all lately?
No, I've not.
Oh, you need to. He's the man.
One bad dude.
Oh, Blitz. So I was going through pictures at Janie Cakes' house yesterday.
Yeah. for that one project that we're not going to talk about yet, but yeah.
Yeah, that December 1st project.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Some of the shit I found.
Awesome.
Some good stuff.
Yeah. Oh. God, you know, memories are so sad.
What?
Well, I mean...
Even the good ones, right? Hello, I was having this thought yesterday.
Hello, Trickney. Yeah, memories are so sad. As you're getting older, you're looking older, you're feeling older, and you just look at the younger you, you know, it's just, I don't know, it just fucking just gets a little sad.
Did you start crying a little bit?
No, but on the inside I did, because I was like, man, I was fucking, had a picture of my plane, had four or five pictures of me inside my, I was like, man, I was fucking balling, man. Now I'm in here fucking, you know, with a fucking tin can and a monkey grinder. Begging for quarters. I went from being like a bank Blitz to being a vending machine.
Oh, no.
I used to be a big-ass bank, all kinds
of
money.
Now you have Twix.
You went from being an ATM machine to a vending machine.
Yeah. I went from being an ATM machine. I'm sorry. I went to, whatever the fuck I am. I don't even know what I am. I'll tell you what I am. I'm trying to count down until we get 11:15 so I can take a nap. And I didn't even, I tried. Yeah, I'm not going to nap. I'm going to grind tires all day.
I got a busy day today.
Oh, you're out of here the minute we're done, are you not?
Yes.
December 1st, the Donnie Schatz documentary comes out. I can't watch it fast enough.
Me too.
Donnie what?
Let me tell you about fucking Donnie Schatz.
Yeah, Schatzy.
No. I mean, like, Tyler, I want you to make sure that you send this to me in air check, what I'm getting ready to say about Don. First of all, Donnie Schatz's new documentary comes out December 1st. I'll find out where it's coming out so I can tell you guys. Okay. Donnie Schatz is a good friend of mine.
Okay.
Donnie Schatz is like a 10, like, what is he, a 12-time All-Star? I mean, a World Outlaw Champion, Tyler? Yeah.
10.
10-time World Outlaw Champion. But and he's just not some sprint car driver Blitz.
That's some ham and egger.
No. Him and his dad own, like, truck stops and restaurants and car washes and unbelievable amounts of land up in North Dakota. Like, he's a multi-millionaire Blitz, and he's so pimp that he flies his own jet into the each World of Outlaw race.
Wow.
He's got two jets, and they're both pretty big. Like, they're as big of a jet as you can get and still be a single pilot. Like maybe a CJ3 or something.
Okay.
And you know what? When Donnie hears his air check, he's going to get mad as fuck. He's going to be like, because my plane's far better than a CJ3. But he's like, that's how much of a fucking pimp he is. He's probably one of the smartest racers that you've never heard of that has done better with his money. Like, he has just fucking killed it.
He's got 300 wins.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I guarantee you there's no other sprint car driver that has the wealth this guy has, his own jet, and 300 wins. Tyler, aren't you approaching 200?
Yes.
Like, you're like 170-something?
Yes.
Nice.
Can you believe that Tyler's going to be probably in the next...
So he had a CJ2.
Yeah.
And it looks like this year he went and bought a CJ4.
So I wasn't so far off, was I?
No. You said three. That evens out.
Jason Travis, 6,710 stars.
Oh, my God. Thank you. But, Blitz, how fucking pimp is that? You're flying into your World Outlaw on your own jet that you're flying yourself. Win the motherfucker, then get back on your jet, go back to North Carolina, and manage your $1 million worth of car washes.
Does he still race?
Fuck yeah, he still races. I think he got second place this year in World Outlaw. Did Sweet win this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Donnie got fourth in points.
Donnie got fourth. Don't give a fuck about racing. He's a 10-time champion.
Flew home last night.
Yeah, flew home. Are you looking at the November 4, 4, 9, 6, or 5?
Yep.
I love that guy. Nicest guy in the fucking world, too. Love you, Donnie Schatz. 15, kid. Mm. Tyler, one of the best of all time, too, sprint car-wise.
Who's he drive for?
Drives for fucking Tony Stewart.
Oh, the man.
Probably him, the king. Well,
Sammy.
Kyle Larson. Sammy. You think Hod's in there, Wild Child?
No,
Hod, he's a good driver.
Top five of all-time sprint car drivers, Tyler Clem, tell me right now.
Steve Kenser.
Steve Kenser, number one.
Number two, Donnie Shots.
Two, Donnie Shots.
Three, Sammy.
Sammy.
Four, Wolfgang.
Doug
what about
Wolfgang.
Jason Sides?
No.
No, not Jason Sides.
Five, Lasoski.
You think so?
Yep.
The dude?
What about, hold on. They're all Kyle Larson's bitches, though. Would you not admit?
Yeah, but total career accomplishments, you got to go those five.
Yeah. But they're all Kyle Larson's bitches. Greatest race car driver ever in the history of racing, Kyle Larson. Would you not? Blitz, you're saying please?
Yeah, Kyle Larson, please.
Larson, please.
I mean, I'm not wrong.
I love that guy.
You and I got that one.
Oh, Tyler, is he just like a whole nother deal? He's a whole fucking other deal, ain't he?
Oh, yeah. He is. The best.
Have you met him?
Yeah, I've met him a couple times.
He's a little man, right?
He's a little guy from California, but he's just, Anna, what the fuck are you doing?
Pills.
I'm taking my pills. I'm not eating. I'm taking pills. Do you like my pill collector?
You couldn't have done that during the 15 minutes we had while I was shitting.
And then I forgot that I had to take pills. Are you mad at me? I just have two more. Can I just finish?
I don't give a fuck. And here's the deal. If I said I was, you're just going to do what you want anyway.
Yeah.
No, I won't. I'll take my last calcium one after. Take them now,
calcium bitch.
Okay. Okay, hold on, Fuku.
Yeah, why drink milk when you can have a pill?
Hello.
Hey, Bubba. Good morning.
David Hernandez.
Are they figuring out how you're going to get from to and fro?
Yeah, I have a ride I'm bringing one of my buddies from the Buckhorn Golf Course with me.
That's your plus one. That's your plus one.
By the way, so Big Country 2988 did offer this morning to get you a ride if you needed it. So, but if you have one,
but I don't know whether my friend is going to go to the other activities that you guys are doing.
Based on when you get into town, we're going to have a little get together for those that are in town for Thursday. We're going to have a Bubba 199 on Friday. Anybody that's in town, you're invited. And then, of course, the Friday night, we're going to be, that's here, Bubba 199, and then Saturday's the party.
Hey, David, let me ask you, there's a couple guys that have reached out that are royalty guys that are coming to the party that said, hey, hook me up with David. Is it okay if I give them your number?
Yeah, it's okay.
Just so you know, so if someone calls you and says that whatever, that I gave him your number, just
don't
so you know.
Be mean to them like you are to most people.
No, I'm not mean to anybody.
Sometimes you get there and chat, and you run a little loose, buddy. You get a little lippy.
On Instagram.
Sometimes you get on the gram and you're a little disrespectful.
Yeah, that's the old David. He's changed.
No, what I'm trying to explain is that I'm a new person, that I'm not going to let anything bother me anymore. I'm
good.
I'm just going to let everything fly over and, you know.
You're saying you took things a little too fucking seriously and start lashing out at people?
Yes.
Yeah, well, join the club. I did too.
And I wanted to comment about the topic you guys were talking about with Shannon the other day.
You mean Shannon, the greatest radio personality in the history of the free living world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, hold on.
You know I'm a huge Shannon Burke fan. I hope you know that.
Yes. And you guys were talking about the recycling and whether you...
Yeah, recycling's for losers.
Whether you rinse out the bottles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
186 on Facebook. Where's all my bitches? Sorry, go ahead.
I admit something to you, Blitz, that I rinse out the recycling, you know.
Oh, so you're wasting perfectly good water to recycle.
So that the guy from the recycling place, you know, fucking whatever.
Yeah, because I get a lot of bugs sometimes in here, you know?
Yeah, or you could just throw it all in the same fucking hopper and not worry about it. Hello, Tara. My sister. There's a hot ass bitch. My sister.
Hell
she's
yeah.
On, she's in Facebook. Hello, sissy.
Oh, I need to get on Facebook.
I would love to, you know, Tara and Anna, I love their podcast.
Oh, and tonight, they're recording it for probably
special
next race
edition.
Release, and my mom.
I'm so mad I'm not going to be here to see Janie Cakes.
I know. She's. Yeah. I love
Hi,
her.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Those big titties.
Hi, mommy.
Hey.
What did you say?
How's Walker doing?
Great.
We wouldn't know.
We're going to get a Walker update here in a little bit.
So
I would love to meet him
Now, David, let me ask you a question.
Bubba doesn't not want to.
David.
Yes.
Are you still a virgin?
Yes.
You are. And
you remember, you kind of agreed to to take care of him too.
Yeah. So like if the Brandon the quad deal goes good. By the way, I got my Let's Go Brandon shirt on, can have one too if you go to BubbaArmyMerch.com.
Oh, I already wore mine the other day.
Awesome.
I forgot to take a picture of me in it.
Now tomorrow, or maybe later today, the Tyler Klemm Racing, the new Tyler Klemm 2022 racing shirts. Now, Tyler, is this like this is like next year's shirt? Is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Tyler Klemm 2022 shirt goes up on Bubba Army merch, Bubba Army store later today. Soon, hopefully.
I would wear that.
Now, David, based on, and when you buy a shirt, you're supporting Tyler's race team. He gets all the money. And
okay,
so,
I'll do that.
And so, now listen, Caitlin Hatley, the great, the fucking unbelievably cool, sexy Caitlin Hatley. Caitlin Hatley, who's got her own OnlyFans. Jack your day away. Looking at Caitlin, and that ass is thick. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about thick as in thick bad. I'm talking about
two C's.
Thick or fat with a P.
Mm-hmm.
P-H-A-T. And what if she goes and just fucks the shit out of Brandon the quad? And it goes well. What are you thinking about? You know, me stepping in and see if she'll do a public service announcement for you, buddy.
I would be open to it, Bubba.
What do you mean you'd be open to it?
You need to sound excited about it, buddy.
I am.
Well, no. Saying you're open to it, that's like ho hum, yippee fucking yo. Like that's not cool.
Hold on. Let's try this again. We got to reset, David. You got to be more excited.
Hey,
okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right. So, take two. Hold on. We got
to
make it.
Nick Guanta, 1999, and a bitchy one.
Bubba tells David Hernandez he's gonna get him some pussy. Take two.
Hey, David, if everything goes good with the Brandon the Quad deal, how about, I help you out on your little virginity deal here, and I have Caitlin fuck you, too.
Fuck yeah, I would do that.
There you go. That's how we get it done.
See, that's why you're the best goddamn motherfucking radio host in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, really let it fly.
Really just sounds unnatural when he starts cutting rapper-type deals.
Yeah. It's like you asked Siri to say it back to you.
Motherfucker. Hey, I know. Hey, will you be one of my TikTok dancers, you and Brandon the Quad? Blitz, what if I was back here doing a dance and I had two dudes in wheelchairs that are doing it with
me? That'd be good, too.
David's not in a wheelchair, though, is he?
I'm not in a wheelchair.
Why, we can put you in one, though, can't we?
Yeah.
And it would make sense?
Or, I mean, maybe a guy that's worthy of a wheelchair but can still stand is probably about as good of a dancer as I am.
Right,
yeah.
But I got some good news that when I remember, Blitz, I called you and Anna like a couple of weeks ago about the dialysis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, my kidneys numbers are stable, but I would still have to get dialysis in the future.
Okay. Well, yes. I mean, you know, eat healthy, do what your doctor says.
Yeah.
It'd be all right.
And my caregiver just like gave me a whole bunch of, I'm on a diet now and I'm kind of eating.
Intermittent fasting?
Like vegan.
Okay.
Like vegan
stuff. Oh, gross.
Here and now. Like I.
Oh, so like every now and then you eat vegan stuff. I like that.
Like almond milk. Are you just.
Okay.
Anna, do you drink that or no?
Almond milk? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, she sucks it down like it's a cock.
Mm-hmm.
No, Papa, what I mean is almond milk. Have you tried that?
Inappropriate. What do you mean inappropriate?
Uncensored show.
Yeah, that, and you're like talking about, you know, colon fucking cleansing and going to enema camp. Me saying you suck almond down milk like a cock.
Oh.
Do you like to drink almond milk?
I do.
Do you aggressively sometimes drink almond milk?
Sometimes, yes, when I'm thirsty.
Yes,
that would be like sucking
all
a
right.
cock.
All right. Another question, Anna. Remember that kid that used to call Johnny B that used to.
Johnny B's a good friend. Johnny B's a good friend of hers, so don't be talking shit about Johnny B, the great Johnny B.
Yeah, we'll fight you.
Oh, Greg White, the thousands of stars.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Anna.
Yes.
Who is that crazy kid that used to call up?
His name was Daniel.
Yeah, he was kind of weird.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Great.
Well,
is that it? Or
what else, bud?
Well, Bubba, you just make my day every day that I listen to you guys.
Because he's what?
Because he's the best fucking radio host in Tampa Bay.
Hell yeah.
I love gangster David Hernandez. I love it. David,
that's
listen.
That's why I call the after show.
Well, listen, buddy.
These motherfuckers that call earlier don't know what the etiquette is when they call on terrestrial radio.
They don't know shit. Say it.
No, they don't know shit.
These hoes ain't loyal.
We need to have Brandon do rap song.
It's David Hernandez.
Josh
Bridges, a thousand stars.
David, would you go, these hoes ain't loyal?
These hoes ain't loyal.
I love it.
We should have David Hernandez do rap lyrics.
Hell yeah.
Actually,
like spoken word.
Yeah, yeah. Like, give me one.
Yeah.
Send me the lyrics, and then I'll have Dave do them. I'll feed him the lines, and then we'll have somebody, you know, put it all together.
Well, that'd be good for a TikTok video.
Yeah, true. So Anna is now researching the,
Do you want an old school rap one?
Wait, I got it here. Let's see.
I want you to say, rolling down the street, sipping. No, rolling.
Smoking endo.
Rolling down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice.
Yeah, sipping on gin.
I'm going to do a little bit shorter lyric, a little bit shorter than that, Bubba. Like a couple words at a time.
Rolling down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back. With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. David, see if you can do that.
I'm going to try. Let me.
Rolling down the street, smoking. Hold
on, whoa. It's rolling down the street. Yeah, you got to start like a couple works at a time. And,
yeah. Rolling down the street.
Rolling down the street.
Smoking endo.
Smoking endo.
Sipping on gin and juice.
Sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back. With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
That needs to be auto-tuned immediately.
I sang the lyrics to Little Kim's How Many Licks.
All right. Well,
there's a lot of
Can you send it to me again? Because you also sent me Snoop Dogg, or somebody sent me Snoop Dogg, and that intercepted your licks. All right, here we go. This is Hold Up. So what y'all saying is...
Go to the second paragraph, right. Stanza. There's lots of stuff.
I be a lot of places, seen a lot of races. And hell, I even fuck with different races. A white dude, his name was John. He had a Queen Bee rules tattoo on his arm.
Queen Bee.
Know what it says?
Yeah.
Josh Burgess, 1,000 stars.
Oh, Blitz, don't bring it up. You
what?
Fucking dick. You're just straight dick.
What?
Dick.
What a dick.
What'd I say?
He asked me if I'd be his date for the prom. And he buy me a horse, Porsche, and a farm. I can't say that.
Yeah, I don't really listen to Little Kim.
Really, who do you listen to?
Yes.
Well, used to like me to spank him and come in his mouth.
What?
And Tony, he was Italian, He didn't give a fuck, That's what I liked about him. He ate my pussy from dark till morning. Called his girl up and told her he was he was boned. Puerto Rican Poppy used to be my deacon. But now he be sucking me off on the weekend. And this black dude, I called him King Kong. He had a big ass dick on a hurricane tong.
Jesus Christ.
I need to do it, I think.
Yeah, I think you just did.
Didn't I?
We can't play.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we can't play anything.
Come on, rude boy. Rude boy, are you big enough? Come on, rude boy. What now? What, David? Hey, what?
Oh, Blitz, can I answer your question? I listen a little bit of Mindy Abear and smooth jazz. I listen to everything.
Great.
Hello, Eileen Collins.
Oh, Eileen Collins.
Come on, Eileen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did.
Down in the Keys. Well,
come on, I came on Eileen. Down on the keys.
What's up with Tampa Terry? I haven't
Who
heard
cares?
Him on the
who
air
gives a fuck about Tampa Terry? All right, ready?
Tampa Terry, brother. Bag, just want to let you know, brother, that everything in Canada is the best, brother. I just walked up a flight of stairs, brother. Bag of milk, brother. You know, I got the one single victory in a debate versus Dan Diaco. Dan Diaco won. I'm sorry, zero. Tampa Terry, 0-1, brother.
Yep, you just, there you go.
There you go. That's all you, there's a month's worth of fucking calls right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You do good impressions of Tampa Terry.
Yeah.
Bubba.
Thank you. And I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna fucking deflower you, buddy. Well, not me. I'm gonna get you.
Oh, interesting.
I'm gonna get you deflowered, kid.
Well, I'm now,
David Hernandez. Yeah. How often do you, you
I
know?
I think that's Tampa Terry online too. By the way,
how often do you, you know, how often do you, you know, you know, jerk it? Ding 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 ding.
Not too much anymore now.
Why not?
Really? I jerk it every day. I'm just saying, I do.
I've been taking it. Never mind.
Trying to do it. You trying to edge?
Yeah, take a few days off here and there.
But if I do take a couple days off, then that when I first went back, it's not. It's nice.
It is.
Like, oh wow, you still got. You still can come. Like that's the volume of a 30-year-old.
Oh,
man.
Nice.
Yeah, and you start looking at it and shit. Then I gotta go right to the shower. I gotta get it off me immediately.
I know nobody else is gonna do as good a call as I am today, so.
Yeah, because you're the motherfucking man.
I am. You should just shut the phones down after I hang up, Bubba, because.
Drop the fucking mic. Say it, David Hernandez.
Drop the fucking mic, motherfuckers. I love all you guys.
All right, love you too, David.
Love you too, buddy.
Bye.
You've already forewarned me. Is that who is on Channel 2?
I think so.
Hey, brother.
We'll see.
Nobody else is going to.
Tampa Terry, you're calling.
Oh, yeah, what? Tara said, oh, she just puked in her mouth when she heard about me jacking off. I bet your husband jacks off more than you think.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously.
Right in her mouth.
What?
Blitz?
What?
Inappropriate.
That's not cool.
No, that's Lil Kim lyrics. I was reading Lil Kim lyrics.
There's no Lil Kim lyrics. It says, my brother-in-law jerks off in my sister's mouth.
It talks about coming to mouse.
But not fucking, not my brother-in-law.
I can't read that well. I've read it wrong.
What do you need, Tampa Terry?
Sorry, Terry. I love you.
Yeah, I was just calling in. Heard you talking about jacking off.
Yeah.
How often do you jack off?
Are you still getting blood in your
Hi, this is Anna Hummel, and my boss, Bubba the Love Sponge, has an all-time tongue pass.
Yeah, he does.
I had to cool it.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Down on the jacking off, brother.
Too much blood
the
loss.
The Bubba Love Sponge's official statement is the Tampa Terry is kind of over. That message approved by the council. But he goes back to the dick that he usually is as soon as he disrespects any lady of the Bubba Army. You abided by those rules, my friend?
Yes. Yeah, I have, brother.
No more heat with the bitches?
No, no more heat. And the show's been amazing lately. And
what about jacking off? You listen, any man that says that he doesn't jack off anymore,
whether you're married or you're not married. And you ladies could maybe take it as somewhat of an insult that, oh my God, my husband's jacked. But it just, we're like monkeys. We can't help it.
Yeah.
Like for real. Like we can't help it.
If you do your job better, we wouldn't have to.
Well, no, see, I didn't.
What?
I didn't.
Huh? What'd I say?
He is an absolute dick, Anna, is he not?
Yes.
What did I say?
How can he even be your friend? He's just so fucking stiff.
I'm not her friend.
He's a lot nicer to her.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts, for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Than he is to us, Bubba.
That's true.
Hey, it's I have paid you numerous amount of time, and you have not called me.
This is why I don't like to have a full time girlfriend
back. I mean, that really shows how important I am to you. I mean, my God, you call people back when we're at your house. So I don't still even know if you hung up on me or if you just got disconnected or what's going.
No, I hung up.
Going on. I don't understand. And now I'm really mad because I have paid you several times and you have not got back with me. And I think it's ridiculous. It's kind of like our relationship. It's just to the point where it's just ridiculous. Yeah, you've been home every night and I have been home too and I have been sick. And yeah, have you even offered to come over and see me or anything?
Does it make you want to eat a revolver when you hear this?
Thing of that sort, like a normal boyfriend would? No. But today you go.
But I'm not a fucking normal boyfriend, by all means.
Oh, and didn't she start out by saying that you wouldn't call her back because you're fucking another girl?
No, she says, I wouldn't call her back, but I've called back people back while her and I have been fucking.
Oh, okay.
Spend a day with Richard in the boat. Oh, like you don't see Richard enough. My God, did you forget I live 3,000 miles away and I'll be leaving soon?
Yeah, sucking on some old guy.
Like that, now do you? Anyway, well, I hope you have a good meeting. You bought another club. Just add another f-ing thing to your schedule. So I hope all goes well with that. And I don't know when I'll talk to you because I ain't calling you anymore. So when you feel like calling me, you know my number.
Wouldn't it be so cool if you had a chick and be like, hey, honey, I've tried to call you a few times. I know you're on the boat with your bud. And, you know, I'm so excited that you got a club. You seem to do well with those. And, you know, God damn, just call me back when you can, babe. Yeah. Where's that bitch at?
You're on the boat with Richard.
Yeah, Terry, what up?
Yeah, I had to stop jacking off, brother, because I was doing it too much. And whenever I was with my girlfriend, I was having problems.
Oh, you were jacking off so much that you couldn't even get
problems with what? Getting hard or finishing?
Well, not get staying hard and finishing. Yeah, I was death grip Willie, brother, when I was jacking it too much.
Oh,
and,
yeah, you gotta be careful about that.
Yeah,
you filthy bastard!
His high blood pressure.
And my girlfriend's hot. And I got extremely high blood pressure too up here in Canada. But my girlfriend, you know, she's decent. She's got big jugs, so it's not her fault, you know. And I did the two finger Jones on her too, brother, just like you taught me, Bubba.
Did she squirt?
No, she didn't.
So that means that means you've attempted to do the two-fingered cul-de-sac, but...
And failed.
There was no Jones. It was just a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, you got into the cul-de-sac, but you didn't get the Jones payoff, did you?
No,
but I did it wrong the first time, so I had to, go back.
Sometimes you almost got to crinkle the nail, like, almost like a knuckle.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you're in like that, but then
like
you got to...
throwing a curveball.
Yeah, you almost got to do a camel toe type pressure.
Mm-hmm. Hard.
Hard.
Yeah, like
that's where people,
like you're ripping them out.
Like that's where people don't understand is women's pussies can really are resilient.
They can take a lot of abuse.
I mean, they pop out kids, 12-year-old kids.
They always say, beat the pussy up.
You gotta beat the pussy up, yeah. Buddy. Like
in the Ying Yang song.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get dirty.
You gotta beat
right,
the you gotta beat
the
you gotta you gotta beat the pussy up.
Up.
Say it.
Beat the pussy up. Beat the pussy.
Yeah,
up.
That might be where I was going wrong, brother. I
know where you're going wrong is thinking you got a girlfriend, motherfucker. You ain't got no goddamn girlfriend.
Blow up, dog, and fucking.
Yeah, you're gonna pop that bitch. You're not gonna fucking. She can't squirt.
She can't squirt.
We got you, T. See you later, buddy. Where you?
How many times did he say my girlfriend? Like 10 times.
Yeah, she got big tits.
Wieners.
Wieners.
Beat the pussy up. Beat the pussy.
You gotta beat the pussy up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bitch. Where do you see my dick? Where do you see my dick? Hey, bitch. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Sucks that we can't play that stuff here.
I know.
I'd love to be playing.
I know.
I'd love to be playing Beat the Pussy Up. These are good lyrics, too. Beat the Pussy Up. Beat the Pussy Up.
Are you only allowed? Can you play that stuff if we were just on Facebook?
I don't even know. Not really.
I mean, technically, no, but you probably could get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, not. Somebody complain and, you know. You know, fucking crazy.
YouTube auto fucking finds it.
Oh.
Bunch of assholes.
I don't.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hide from people and I always tell the truth.
LOL.
You are terrible and they know it.
I haven't heard much from him.
Mm-mm.
At all, man. He, like, there's no buzz on that guy.
Zero
at
buzz.
All. Like, I bet you I might be making more money than him.
Oh, wow.
For real.
Nice.
You know what, Blitz? With my total business all in, I might be Tampa's highest paid radio guy again.
Probably.
All in.
I heard there's a couple other sex tapes that are coming out.
Yeah, and you said that 3 months before anybody said they were coming out. So who the fuck did it then? Hello? Hello?
Yo.
Where's all my hot chicks over on Facebook? I see Stephanie. Yeah, we got to talk about Wilbur coming up next. 220 clicks over here. What do you need, sir? I'm busy.
Oh, I'm just wondering exactly when you're going to actually get to doing something good.
What do you mean? Tell me what the fuck I'm doing wrong. I'll try to fix it immediately, buddy.
Well, I tried to talk to you earlier, and you guys just ended up going off on the deep end on me.
Is this Greg?
It is me.
Yippee, Brando, $20
Greg, cash. We're trying to fix stuff. Greg, you said to... What were you mad about a few hours ago, buddy?
Did you get the voltmeter?
You gotta get the voltmeter out.
The voltmeter to check the dBs.
Gotcha.
I got an e-meter. I'm just gonna use the e-meter.
Any input that comes into the show, send it over to probably maybe Blitz or be happy and loving.
Greg, can I ask you a question?
What?
Greg, have you ever walked? Bye-bye. Have you ever walked a day in my shoes?
No, have you ever walked a day in mine?
No, I'm not calling up bitching about. I'm not calling up bitching about your fucking job. You're calling up bitching about my job. You don't understand.
Because
I got so much shit going on.
You
motherfucker, Greg. I usually give you the benefit of the doubt, and I've been cool to you, but I need to tell you to fuck off, motherfucker. I'm tired of your bullshit.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Greg.
Yeah, fuck you. Sorry, that just seemed fun to say.
I've been so cool to you. Shut the fuck up,
Florida
Greg.
Florida Stanley, $50
the
cash.
Fuck out of here.
Hang up
fuck
on this here. Mother effer.
Piece of shit.
I've been
fuck
just
face.
Sitting here being cool with you. Dang, fuck you. You're going back to
fuck
your
you.
Glory hole, Greg, you dick sucker in between a hole.
Suck again. Suck too.
He was like a Madonna fan, too.
You don't even know
suck
what.
A dick and some balls.
Suck an anonymous dick. That's even worse.
Yeah.
I want to know.
A dirty one.
I want to know the dick I'm sucking is from a hot guy that's cleaned his cock.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I want a hot cock.
Yeah, play with the bass.
I mean, if
suck
I want,
a dick
if,
from
if,
a hot if, guy's
if
I, cock.
Yeah, I'm put gonna, a finger in an asshole.
Yeah, stick a finger
if I'm
going to
suck a dick,
bottle.
I'm going to suck a dick, I'm going to know who the fuck that dick's attached
yeah,
to.
Have him come in your mouth.
Yeah, tongue that butt.
Let me shut the fuck up over there,
oh.
Tourette's. Hello?
Power pack.
Yes, hello. I'll tell you one thing. I'm telling you right now, I got a couple people that are calling me right now. If it's gonna be all a bunch of negative motherfuckers, I'm gonna busy out these phone lines and start grinding fucking race car tires. Suck my balls.
Suck his balls.
Lick my taint, motherfucker.
Suck his balls.
I haven't even fucking. I can shave my balls, but I can't shave my asshole because my arms won't reach. So I bet
Suck
you.
Fucking shy.
So I bet it's hairy.
Eat
his hairy ass like Buzzard Bob.
Hello?
How are you, pal? speaking of shaving your balls, did you ever do that demonstration you told Howard you were going to do years ago where you're shaving your balls over the side of the tub?
I don't have that video.
I don't think I did. I don't think I ever videotaped me shaving my balls, but I will tell you that anybody that's been with me will tell you that my balls are shaven. I do not have any hair on my balls. I don't have any hair on my pubic pad. I shave around the shaft.
Hair-free fupa!
I got a...
What is she fucking doing?
She eats some food.
The bitch got 6 calories in her, and she's all fucking yuppity.
These are fucking pills she's taking.
Fucking 3 peanuts and a fucking calcium pill. Now she's going crazy.
Hair-free fupa!
Yes, she is. Fuck, man.
I don't have it. I am fucking hairless. I don't have any hair on my arms.
Like those hairless cats.
I don't have any hair on my... Oh, there's a little bit of a razor stubble here. I try to shave my chest. I don't have a lot of hair underneath my arms. None of that shit.
Nothing on the paint? No.
I have hair on my legs. I don't shave my legs, but I pretty much shave everything else.
Gotcha. Listen, can we change up the name of the Flap and Gap show? It's a little redundant, you know what I mean?
I think I like it.
I like that as a guest.
I like it. I like Flapping Gaps. Okay, I do. I like Flapping Gaps. I'm sorry you don't like it.
Well, we all do.
I'm not changing the fucking name to it, buddy.
All right, man.
All right?
Yes.
Appreciate it. A couple other motherfuckers trying to get in this bitch. Hello.
Hey, hello, Bubba.
Yep.
Hey, oh, it's Asinger himself.
Bob. Hey, Bob.
Bob, please.
Stop it, Blitz.
Bob, please have some nice words, not some negative stuff for me, please.
No, that's what I was calling in about, Bubba. As you all know, today is Veterans Day, and I just wanted to call in and say thank you to all you veterans out there.
I have said that last week knowing that today was Veterans Day, but I think I said it even a day or two ago. Mm-hmm. I cannot even express into words how thankful I am to live in, even though we bitch and moan about our country, the only thing that's made our country safe and that we're not speaking Chinese is the fact that we have a strong military, and that's because of the men and women that continue to serve and have lost their lives as veterans for our country. So I could not be more pro-veteran than I mean, I can't express just how grateful I truly am.
Oh, I agree 100%. And I am a veteran.
Well, thank you for your service.
You're an ass eating. You're in the ass eating battalion, are you not?
Yeah.
Blitz, stop it. But anyway, yeah.
I think that's a natural reaction, Blitz. Like, I think every time he does that, then it automatically.
Well, because he's doing it to make you think that I'm the one making that noise.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he's just a fucking regular one man show, is he not?
Yeah. He sure is.
He's got nothing else going on. No. He's fucking gear jamming all day.
Waiting to get home to eat some ass.
He's talking
about jerking off. I'm actually driving down the road right now.
Do truckers, like when they're driving, here they are driving the 60,000 pound fucking sled, do they jerk off while they're driving?
Oh, Bubba.
Oh, God.
You'd be surprised what you see out here on the road. Yes, I have seen that happen before.
For real. Yeah. Guy's out there just fucking, he's got a full load, has to be responsible, and he's just out there jerking the shit out of it.
Well, I don't know if he's empty or not, but yeah, he's got his tractor trailer just hammered down, just going at it.
And he's just jerking his shit right there?
Oh, yeah.
Right into the fucking big gold cup.
Do you ever see any?
You see cars going down the road jerking it.
Well, I can see that.
Look, motherfucker, when I'm jerking, I'll be looking at my car, man. Yeah, what the fuck?
But hold
mind
on,
your
Bob.
Fucking business, Bob.
Yeah, mind your business. I got tint for a reason.
But as a trucker, you guys sit up high, and you can see into almost every vehicle, except a truck. Sometimes they're the same height as you are. But that being said, what's some of the shit that you've seen?
I've seen it all, Bubba. I've seen it all.
How many suck-offs have you seen?
I mean, do you see a lot of
sucking off guys? I've seen girls sucking off guys. I've seen it all, Bubba, going down the road. I had me a show one time up there in Tennessee where I was behind this RV and they had the back window open, the curtains.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were having an orgy in that sumbitch.
Now, Bob, have you ever been, like, you know, are the lot lizards still rolling around the truck stops or no?
No, not so much anymore. Not like it used to be.
Not like the good old days.
Not the good old days. Good old days, I mean.
Good old days.
What was the good old days, like 2000, 2010?
Oh, hell, I've never really partaked in lot lizards, to be honest with you.
Well, Bob, you're boys.
We've seen it.
I will say, damn.
In the 80s?
Sometime it actually died down.
So in the 80s, man, I mean, like.
Oh, it was wide open. It was the wild, wild west in the
Lots
80s.
Of fucking ass eating going on in the 80s.
That's where Bob learned it.
Over
in
Ontario, California. I'm sure the truck drivers that's listening.
Isn't that one of the biggest, that's one of the biggest truck stops in America?
No, actually, the biggest one is in Walcott, Iowa, about 30 miles.
It's in Iowa, and it has like giant signs, biggest truck stock in
the world. But in Ontario, Iowa, California, those California bitches, not you know, they're pretty hot.
Oh my God, Bubba! Back in the 80s, there would be like 20 or more of them little girls. Well,
girls.
Well, hey, hold on. Let's say 18. Let's just say 18 years old. You know, younger 18.
Young women.
Well. That's what I was meaning, 18 and above, but I call them little girls because I'm an old fat guy.
Right, okay.
But anyway, there'd be like 20 or more of them girls running around in almost nothing. And
how much did it, what it cost for a nice head job back then?
Oh, they told me back then it was like $20 or whatever. I told them get off my truck or whatever. You know.
That doesn't go on anymore, though, because I was going to be a trucker.
Blitz. I was getting ready to see if you want to go tandem trucking right now.
Go to that fucking, what's that truck driving place called at the fairgrounds?
Oh, it's called,
Hey, Buzzer Bob, what are those shitty truck driving places schools called?
What are those shitty truck driving schools called?
That you get out of there and you drive for a fucking Swift?
Yeah, whatever. Me and Blitz are getting ready to go to some shitty truck driving school so that we can be a tandem driver and get head.
Roadmaster.
Yeah, Roadmaster.
Yeah.
Roadmaster.
Me and Blitz get ready to go to Roadmaster so we can drive an 18-wheeler and get sucked off in Ontario.
$20 suck-offs.
I bet you the suck-offs are still 20.
Yeah, they're like Bob's age, though.
Yeah, it's the same girls that were doing it in the 80s.
I'll show you how to drive a truck. I'll show you the right way.
Who do you think can drive a truck? You, or better, you, Doug Brown, or Scout and Big O?
Bubba, that's ridiculous.
No, that's not fucking ridiculous, because all of you guys got fucking a couple million miles underneath your belt.
I've been a couple million. I'm closer to 5 million.
I bet you Doug Brown's got five fucking million. But you see Doug Brown move that motherfucker in and out. Doug Brown, and I heard Scout and Big Gulp are some trucking bitches, too.
I don't give a damn. But they are some trucking bitches, and Doug Brown's probably one of the best, but I am the best. Hey, I can't help it. I'm the highway hero of America. Everybody knows it.
Eating one ass at a time.
Eating one ass at a time. Say it, Bob.
That's right. One ass at a time, son.
All right, Bob, give me a little horn deal. We're going to wrap this bitch up.
Oh, I got a jobber horn, but I'll do it anyway.
Hold on. Oh, fucking, you can't be fucking Johnny Trucker America with a bullshit horn like that.
Bubba,
I got a better. I'm a fucking Bubba. Radio guy, and I got a better horn than that.
An automatic Freightliner.
What the fuck?
Oh, man, I wish we could say some words we're not allowed to say.
I used to drive a 13-speed.
Yeah,
for many, many years.
Doug Brown's got a real fuck. I think he's got himself a fucking Peterbilt or a Kenworth.
You can't claim to be the best truck driver with that horn.
I think Doug Brown's got him a badass.
This ass eater has a fucking automatic with a shitty horn. He probably drives for fucking Swift.
This ass eater's driving a Volvo right now, Blitz, with a fucking auto.
It doesn't matter.
Beep, beep. I'm Buzzard Bob. Beep, beep.
I'm Buzzard Bob.
Toot, toot.
Eat ass in time.
La 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 la, beep beep.
Love you, Bob. Gotta go. Sorry you're driving a pussy ass truck today.
Hold on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, it's Trickney.
Who are you talking to?
Trickney Ashley.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hold on.
Good.
Hold on.
I just wanted to call because, I mean, gosh, the show has been insane today. Everyone's, like, so negative and Johnny Know-It-Alls.
By the way, Dawn Harmdorf, 200 stars. Ooh. Thank you. I mean, she's from a girl. You got to recognize the bitches.
Oh, okay, so call out the stars for the girls?
Well, I mean, for girls, yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
200 minimum for the girls?
I don't get no minimum for girls.
Oh, okay.
No minimum.
Like, one star, Willie.
No, at least over 200.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Dawn, with the big jugs.
So what do you got for me, Trickney?
Nothing. I just want to say you're doing a great job. Don't change a thing. And yeah,
everybody's been like the listeners have been real dicks today. Like, what the fuck?
They really have.
Not you though. We love you.
We really try our. I mean, with I have five people that work for me, and we're trying our fucking hardest. And some shit, we fuck up some shit, and we got some old equipment, and like we're fuck, we're trying our best.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. It's great. It works.
Sorry that the fucking quality out of BAR isn't, concert quality.
Sorry. I have coughing Tourette's.
Sorry?
Shit.
It says right here.
Amanda Lee, yeah, 200. Yeah! Amanda Lee, 200. And Dawn, another 200, Lomi. You're missing them. Jesus.
No, that's the same Dawn.
Oh, my bad.
All right. Well, that's all I had. I just wanted to.
All right, we'll see. We're going to see you at the party. Are you so excited to come to the party?
Do you know what you're going to wear?
I'm so excited. I don't know.
Are you going to wear panties? Don't wear panties. Any girls that come to the party don't wear panties, including my sister.
Got it. Making notes right now.
Now, listen, we're doing, we got a Thursday thing. We got a Friday thing. There's a bunch of stuff we're doing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So, obviously, you're in town, so you could join our Thursday thing, right?
Oh, yeah, I would love that.
And then Friday, we're doing a $199 that you're invited to. And then, of course, Saturday is the party.
So fun. I can't wait.
All right, Trickney, we love you.
All right, love you guys.
Bye. Loving women call.
I love her.
Hello? Yeah, I think that would be... Yeah, Greg, no panties for Barb. That would be nice. Anna, would you participate, or do you always got to wear panties?
I like wearing panties. I won't wear granny panties, though. I'll wear nice panties.
Yeah, whatever. Might as well. If you're going to wear panties, you might as well wear
granny panties. All right,
I'll wear grannies. I like them. They cover
country girl
butt.
Wants to know if she can wear her butt plug. Where are your butt
plug? Is it a Bluetooth?
No, I don't know if it's a Bluetooth butt plug or not, but knowing a girl that has, can you imagine if a girl walked up to you and said, hey, I don't have any panties on.
It's one of the ones with the fucking tails.
And I got a butt plug in.
That has got to be wildly uncomfortable.
Doesn't a butt plug make the pussy tighter?
I don't know.
That's why you wear
it
a butt plug? I think that's where you... That's why
it makes my pussy tighter when I wear one.
Yeah. Mine too.
I have one of the ones with the big tails on it. I walk around like a fucking horse. I got a mane sticking out of my asshole.
I heard you play this game called Budweiser Clydesdale.
I do.
And you prance around.
Yeah.
With your butt plug.
I do.
But I mean, maybe you ladies can help me. But I heard that the butt plug, what it does is you stick it in there.
Oh.
To make your pussy, because there's just a thin wall between your pussy
there
and your
ass.
They're next door neighbors.
And so it pushes that membrane up. Which causes your pussy to be tighter. You guys didn't know that, did you?
No.
For real?
Yeah.
So, can you imagine with your girl? She's like, hey, you meet this girl. Hi. I just want to let you know I don't have any panties on and I'm wearing a butt plug. That kind of gets her a couple extra points, doesn't it?
Well, what if it's like one of those inflatable ones?
What if she eats something and she has to fart?
Oh, and she wants you to keep pumping it?
See, Tina May says it compresses the area. Yeah, it makes your pussy tighter.
What if she has a snack and she has to toot?
She pulls it out and then shits and then fucking cleans it.
No, but what if she just has to make a little fart?
So you fart. It goes around.
It's a plug. It holds it in.
Yeah.
That's got to be uncomfortable.
Hello.
Hey.
What?
What's going on, guys? It's Pedro.
Hi, Pedro the pool guy?
Oh, with the wife that's...
I'm in love with your
wife. That's fucking a first officer right now.
I am so... Hey, Pedro.
Fuck a lot.
Pedro.
She's sucking off a dude at 30,000 feet right now.
First
mate. Your wife is a filthy McNasty, and I love her. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Getting cock in the cocktail.
We actually made on YouTube, it's like the deep confessions of a flight attendant. Did you see that?
I did. I actually showed her yesterday. She's actually in the hospital. She got an epidural yesterday. She got an epidural. What the hell is that thing called? I don't know. A shot in her back.
Yeah, epidural. Why'd she get an epidural?
The guy fucked up and put air bubbles, and now she's got air bubbles in her head.
What the fuck? So
what?
She's in a, I swear to God, she's in the hospital right now. She's got air bubbles in her brain.
She's got air bubbles in her head, bud. What the fuck?
I can say that about every bitch I ever dated. They got air bubbles in their fucking head. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
No, you almost fucking killed her, dude.
That sucks, dude.
Oh, my God.
So why did she have an epidural, though?
I put a call into Jay and Dan this morning.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Immediately.
But I hope she gets better. But God, her fucking stories, Pedro. I love her stories.
Let me tell you, man, we had an epic afternoon. We had no kids, and we had an epic afternoon.
You absolutely
fuck
her.
Did you throat fuck her?
You fucked the shit out of her.
Is that why she needed the epidural? Because he blew that back out?
No, because he blew out her L5 and L6, yeah. So she had to go in for an epi, got fucking bubbles in her head, and now she's going to be a
zillionaire. Kill her with that nip.
Now Dan's going to sue the shit out of him. We're going to be zillionaires.
That gave her bubbles in her brain.
I'm hoping. So we all, when we first met, I introduced her to the two-finger cul-de-sac.
Yeah,
Jones.
Probably the reason that we got married was because I'm the first guy that actually.
So she'd flown. So she'd flown the skies and fucked all these captains and first officers and yippee-os and
flown
like, you
the
know.
Skies and fucked the guys.
She'd flown the skies and fucked the guys, but you, my friend, because you learned it from my show. She'd flown the skies and fucked the guys, but she'd never squirted, had she?
Nope.
And because taught her to squirt, she's like, fuck that first officer from Phoenix. Fuck that guy from Denver. I got me a keeper right here. This motherfucker can make me, squirt like a jet ski.
Can make me shit.
Yep. And no, but hey, here's another thing. In chat that day, everyone was motherfucking it and saying she's a liar, all this bullshit. Some of the stories I tell her, I just don't want to hear about them when we met. So that's one of the things that we said is, we don't talk about the past.
But listen, she's allowed to talk. Hold on. She's allowed to when she talks to me. I don't want her holding back with me, though, Pedro.
No. That's fine. Absolutely
yeah, but hold
fine.
On.
But then you
but,
listen
I'm
to
not
it.
About it.
But hold on now, buddy. You, though, even though you don't like to hear about him, after you had heard him, you guys end up just having some unbelievable fuck, did you not?
Oh, we went every way, including Sunday.
Did she put her fingers in your butt?
She put one, and then I put a butt plug in her.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
And you gave her an embolism in her brain.
Like my girl Tina May says, it fucking compresses the area, the butt plug.
It does, and when it vibrates, it's a really cool feeling.
Yeah, well,
for who?
Hold on. Is she gonna be okay, buddy?
I honestly think so. I'm not really sure. She just had another CAT scan.
Is she in the hospital? Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
So hold on now. She's admitted into the hospital over this shit.
Oh yeah.
Right. She was taken by ambulance yesterday afternoon.
Oh, I know that.
Within like 5 minutes of it happening, her jaw tightened up. And
oh, that's awesome.
Blitz says that's the same thing that happened to the girl he met at Amateur Works.
Yeah.
Jaw tightened up.
Fuck
fucking
yeah, that's the best
breath.
Ever.
Now he's got a $900 fucking ambulance bill.
Yeah. Exactly.
Listen. So when she gets better, I want to do a podcast with her.
I know.
Fly in the skies and fucking the sky. Blitz, that's the best.
A memoir.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Fly in the skies, fucking the guys. She is such a fan now, Bubba. She liked the show and everything, but after she talked to you, she was like, he's nothing like I thought he was going to be and blah, blah, blah.
She kind of aroused.
You all the time.
You should give her a pass. You should say, hey, man, just think that he's a first officer from 89. Let me go fucking crazy on him,
Well, unfortunately, Bubba, I'm not sure she would. She might. She might.
I bet you she would. It's a slow play, but I bet you she would.
You gotta ask.
It'd be a long play, longer than Anna.
Well, I'm not trying to fuck Anna. I'm really not. At one time, I was trying to fuck
her
roommate.
Fuck your wife.
I'm trying to fuck your wife, sir, and I was trying to fuck Anna's roommate.
With that fucking clenched up jaw.
Yeah, he's gonna give her a stroke, too. One up your embolism.
So
I gotta tell you, your roommate, Anna, is smoking when she was over that fucking
And let me tell you something, man. When she was here one time during Bubba 199, she wasn't wearing panties, and I could see her fucking pussy.
Yeah, Pedro put a finger up his ass and jerked off.
Man, I almost we have something in common because I did too.
You can't reach.
I was like, man.
Ouch.
I've jerked off to Reagan a few times.
No, but did you put a finger up your ass?
No, I can't do that.
Right, that's what she said. She said you couldn't reach.
I can't. I got to get a selfie stick to help me with that.
That's why you keep going through all these fucking selfie sticks.
I keep breaking.
I have jerked off to her many a times. She is so fucking hot. And one time, man, she was here playing pool, and she didn't have underwear on. And I could see that perfect little pussy. Oh my God. You could barely see it. You had to get just right there.
Was it winking at you?
No. It wasn't winking at me because I would have taken it if it was giving me any indicator at all.
Was it puffy?
Oh, it's kind of fat. Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, Blitz is off.
Fat puss?
No, she doesn't have a fat puss. She's got some. She's just got a really.
Fat pad?
She got a fat pad. She just got a nice pussy.
Big old hanging lips.
And you know how pussies look really... So pussies either look good or bad from behind.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But a pussy from behind...
This one looked like a praying mantis.
Anna's giving me the adjectives to use on hot pussy
he
from
looked
behind.
Like, he looked like Mitch McConnell's neck.
No. Your roommate's pussy from behind, Anna, is to die for. Oh. Anyway, Pedro, I mean, throw it out there once she gets the bubbles out of her head, okay?
Yeah, but when you get paid, man, don't be an Alan from Cincinnati. Remember, yeah. Remember who you got you married.
When you guys fucking get paid from this shit. Big multi, you know, malpractice Willie, don't forget to scratch me off with some little something here, okay?
I will.
We're a listener-funded deal here. Even Dawn threw me $200, please.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hey, listen, you've got my number, right, Lummy?
Yeah.
Why has Lummy got it?
I was told to get it, and I gave it to Blitz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, what the fuck does Blitz need? I need it. I'm the one trying to fuck his wife.
Oh. Yeah, we'll talk about them. All we'll right, make it happen.
Get those bubbles out of her head and get that money, okay, buddy?
I'm going to try, brother.
Pump them bubbles.
We'll see you later, buddy.
Oh, Mike's on line one.
Mike who?
Mike from Naples.
The guy that sounds high that his girl called in earlier.
Oh, Mike from Naples. Yeah. Hey, did I handle your girl okay, Mike, or what?
Yeah, that was fine. Never leaving replay on in the morning again.
Yeah.
Doesn't he sound high as fuck, Bubba? Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
I, you know, people can clap me in chat, say I'm on Xanax, I'm drunk, I smoke pot, but I don't.
Who gives a fuck what they say? Yeah. You're blasting some ass, buddy, in the morning. Fuck.
Blast that ass. Yeah. No.
I just talked to her, too. I'm like, how you going to do me with the clamming up on the size deal? She's like, well, you're not small, but you're not freakishly big. You're definitely above average. I'm like, why didn't you say that?
Yeah, why didn't you say I had a niner, even though I got a six, bitch? Right? I mean, but Blitz, if you're dating a girl and she's live on the radio on your favorite show that she knows you listen to, and the radio host says, hey, tell me about your... I mean, old girl just supposed to put that dick over, right? I mean, she, you know...
Yep. At least an eight, a nine.
Yeah, I mean, I probably got a six. And if I...
Round
I mean,
up to eight.
And my girl would be like, yeah, he's fucking eight and a half.
It's like a Red Bull
That's what
can.
A good girl does.
Yeah, Red Bull can it up.
You still got to fucking teach her a little bit, learn her up a little bit there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Country girl says that all the girls at the barp party will be wearing butt plugs.
Hell nice. Yeah.
Including my mom, Janie Cakes. You need to ask my mom if she's ever worn a butt plug before.
I will. I'll ask her.
You won't. You don't
fucking
share on
your head. I swear to God, I will.
How you say it? Practice.
Hey, Janie Cakes.
Yes, sweetness?
Can I ask you a question?
Your son wants to know if you ever wear a butt plug.
No, don't put the heat on me.
Oh, sorry.
So anyway, Mike, man, you know, good job on the puss, buddy. That's what we're all about, trying to get puss.
Hey, yeah, and all those haters calling in today, you know, fuck off. Get Twitch. It works perfect, you bunch of...
Fuck off. Get Twitch.
Yeah.
Mike knows.
Fuck off. Get Twitch. Quality's great over there.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. I love it.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks,
see you
Mike.
See you. I don't get high or do Xanax, Mike's. And if you do, who cares?
Yeah.
It's whatever. I mean, we're all fucking on drugs. Some type of something.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee everybody, and I got 210 people over here on Facebook, and I guarantee
211 are on drugs.
And I guarantee you 200 of them do shit.
Absolutely. You on a daily basis.
Do shit. Like, you know, drink, get high.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm sure you do something. Fuck. Don't be Johnny Advil all your life. Hello.
Hello, Bubba. Before you hang up on me, I'm trying to call on something serious.
This is Greg?
He always has different voices, though.
Just please hear me out.
Can you please just not be a dick?
I want to honor all of our fallen and all of our current serving, and I just wish to go ahead and actually say that. You hung up on me just a little too quick, partner, and I didn't get to actually say it. Unfortunately, we lost my father-in-law 3 days before my wife and I celebrated our 24th anniversary.
Well, I'm sorry for that.
Anyways, my father-in-law was a vet, very proud Vietnam vet, did three tours. And I just wanted to honor all of those people and just say, hey, you know, thanks. We wouldn't be where we are.
See, even Greg can put down the dickness and be nice when it comes to our veterans. Yeah. And more importantly... the fallen veterans as well. I mean, it's great
Bubba,
that you're a veteran. I think Iggy's a veteran, is
yes,
he not?
He is.
Iggy's a veteran.
Well, then he has my utmost respect.
And he's got the biggest fucking arms. Iggy, slow down on the
every
arms,
other
please.
One does. I wish I actually could have served. I tried, but couldn't make it in.
I was too fat.
No, it was a disqualification on my vision.
I didn't even try to sign up.
I fought, man. I tried to actually get two of my senators to actually get me in.
Well, Greg, thank you for your attempt at your service. Now, can you be a little nicer when you call in and not be a dick like you used to be?
I really am trying to. All I wanted to do is just give you a heads up.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm not in any mood to deal with your shit right now. I got a headache, okay?
I get it, man.
See you later. All I can think about is those motherfucking chicken and noodles.
It was so good. Thank you, Janie.
You're getting with the instant mashed potatoes, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have me a little lunch.
Maybe you can film yourself.
Tara gets so mad because I brought Tyler's, some of his race car stuff that I'm working on today in her garage.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not going over too good.
Hold on, you're
going
to do the tires at her house?
Not all of them.
Oh, so you usually do it here.
I know, but I got three of them over there that I got to bring here.
Oh,
I figured
okay.
I might just power wash them in her driveway.
Oh, yeah, who cares?
But then
just black
that usually leaves mud and black streaks on her driveway. Yeah.
She's, oh, well.
That's not on brand.
It'll rain eventually.
Yeah.
That's true.
Maybe in a week, two.
I think we had a pretty good after show.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate everybody.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Anything else going on?
You're the man.
I'm leaving.
Don't forget. Oh, yeah, Blitz. Seriously, drive safe, bud.
I will.
And
I'll be home tonight about midnight, 1 o'clock.
Go to BubbaArmyShop.com. And I think later today, the Tyler Klim 2022 racing shirt.
They look cool, too. I saw a picture of them.
They are cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to tell you, Gerald from Arizona. Their prices are high. Like, it's about double, but fuck, they do great work. Like, if anybody else
and you're supporting Tyler's race team.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Exactly. Is that it?
That's it.
Have a good one.
All right.
Tyler's going to be live on Twitch later.
And Flapping Gaps will be recorded today.
Is he going to be live on, is he doing the podcast on Twitch?
I think so. Right, Tyler?
Hold on, let me see. Jesus, you over there?
Yes.
It's going to be live on Twitch.
That's the plan.
And then you record it, and then we'll repurpose it 46 different ways and try to squeeze every fucking dollar out of everything.
It's going
to
be him and a friend today.
Oh, your girl's not with you?
No, she's sick, so she's staying home.
Did you guys
today.
Break up?
No.
You're a friend?
You
sure?
Yes. She's not feeling.
Come on, Bubba. You think he'd be sitting here if they broke up?
Yeah, he'd be fucking over there.
She's morning sick.
Hi, Eileen. Great job.
Wait, hold on.
You
whoa, whoa, whoa. Lummy, what was that?
We got to go.
Lummy, what'd you say?
Yeah, what'd you say, Lummy?
Morning sickness.
Lummy, I told you to fucking stop that shit. Tyler,
hey, speaking, hold on. Is Lil Wilbur back on the tip, motherfucker?
Yeah, yeah. See, we're good.
Yay!
Yay!
Suck
them titties.
I love you, Bubba.
Yeah,
like
suck them titties. I love doing that.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.